Good morning. Today is Friday, September 30th, 2022. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you this morning, Lord, for watching over us all through the nighttime, protecting us, keeping us, comforting us, taking us through the good times and the difficult times, enveloping us with your love and your kindness. Lord, your sweet and your tender mercies. You say your mercies are new every morning. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love that abounds, Ida, endlessly, throughout time, before time. God is love. Thank you, Lord, for wanting us, for choosing us, taking care of us each and every day. No goodness of our own. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. You showed us how to love you. You gave us the way. You put your love on the inside of us. Help us to love with the love of the Lord. Help us to forgive. Help us, Lord, to show kindness. To pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us for Christ's sake. Lord, we give your name the praise. This is a day of thanks. This is a day of gratefulness. Grateful for your love. Wonderful Savior. Nobody like the Lord. No one. There is no one like the Lord. Glory be to God. Lord, have your way down on the inside of our souls. Give us a mind to say yes each and every day to do the will of the Father. Lord, you know our frame. We are but dust. You breathe into man the breath of life. Life comes from God. Lord, thank you for the life that you've given us. Forgive us for us of our sins, our trespasses, help us in all our ways to acknowledge you so that you can direct our path, so that we'll know which way you want us to go. So that we'll do the right thing and do the righteous thing and not lean to our own understanding just because we think we know. Thank you, Lord. Let your word touch our hearts and be applied to our daily living, that we walk upright before you, that we do the things that please the Father, that we say, yes, Lord, that we seek you. How should we go about this day? What would you have me to do today? As we go into your word this morning, Lord, open up our understanding. Open up our ears that we may hear. Our hearts that we may receive. And our will that we may do. And we thank you for the victory that's in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, my friends. I want you to know you are loved. You are loved. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gives life. He's a giver of life. He wants us to live. Praise God. I want to go to 1 John chapter 4. And, you know, reading 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, it's good to read all of them together to get the whole concept. But John always talks about love, and he talks about love even in St. John. But here in 1 John chapter 4, down at verse 7, I want to read that. And if you know this scripture, you know there's a song made off these two verses. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And let's go to verse 9 as well. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And Jesus gave that commandment to his disciples. And let us know that we ought to love one another. And people are going to know that we're disciples of Christ by us showing love one to another. And love is a decision. It's a choice. It's a doing. A lot of people can say, I love you, but their words can be empty. Their actions futile. Their actions say the opposite. But God wants us to love one another. Because he loved us. He sacrificed. That's what love is. Love is a sacrifice. Love sacrifices. That's what love does. We give of ourselves. We give up of ourselves. You know, you can walk in love. You can talk in love. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. We don't beat up on one another. St. John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't come to tear us down and destroy us. He came to build us up and give us life. He sacrificed his life for us. That's love. Love is a sacrifice. It sacrifices the things that you might want to hold to yourself because you love. You demonstrate that in what you give. You demonstrate that in how you treat someone. Jesus told his disciples on when they were doing the Beatitudes. I think it's Matthew chapter 5. We need to love each other. He said, love your enemies. Pray for them. Don't hate them because they hate you. Because you know what's behind their actions. You know the adversary is pushing that. You know the adversary is behind that. Those are his motives. But we can choose to resist the devil. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. So when you're drawing nigh to God, that means you're resisting the evil way. You're resisting the adversary. How do we love one another? Let's take note of what the Good Samaritan did. How that so many had walked past this man who was in trouble, was in need, and they just looked and walked away. But here comes someone who's not of his kindred, maybe not nationality. Someone may even think they were enemies just because they were not the same. But he had compassion. Love has compassion. And it'll cause you to do something out of your compassion. When you see someone in the need and you don't do anything, how does the love of God live inside you? How? When God saved us and he thought about us, we weren't even thinking about God. We were set in our own evil and wicked ways, doing what we want to do, saying what we want to say, saying, this is my body. The Bible says the body belongs to the Lord. This is the temple. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We have to work on that and present our bodies a living sacrifice. That means giving up your will to God's will. A living sacrifice while we're alive, while the blood is running warm in our veins, while we have the breath of life, our heart pumping each and every day, a living sacrifice. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Love is obedience. Ooh, that's a big one. Love is obedience. Showing God that you love him. And sometimes you have to press past your feelings, your choices, your emotions, your, I want to say desires, but your wants, what I want to do today. It may not be what God wants you to do today. But because you love him, you want to show him through obedience that you love him. You have to struggle, you have to fight with your flesh. That's why you have to kill it daily. Because it doesn't want you to love God. No, your will is contrary to the will of God. Our will is contrary to the will of God. Our will is not trying to love God. We have to make that decision, that choice. We choose to love God over circumstances. We choose to love God. He's shown us so much love. He's given us grace. He's given us his word to live by. We have a guide. You know, when you want to go somewhere, you know, everybody want to go to heaven. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to go to heaven. Maybe they're out there, but everybody I know, everybody want to go to heaven. But are they willing to show God the love? And so we got the guide how to live righteously. what to do first? Seek first the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is his way of doing things. You know, a king rules in his kingdom. So he has laws and statutes and guidelines. So seek first the kingdom of God. That means you got to know what it is. That's why you have the word to go by, to show you. And then seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, his righteousness. And you have to read that whole chapter, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, people want to add what they think those things are. But the scripture tell us what those things are. And I'm going to leave in the comments where that's found, as well as where the Good Samaritan is found when he helped it, when he showed compassion on someone that needed help. So I don't have that with me right now. But all these things, we have to read the Bible in context. And sometimes when we take things out of context, we can add what we think it means, when that's not what it's really saying. Just take the time out. I was taught to read, like, say, the book of 1 John. Read the whole book. Read the whole book. You can take notes. But be sure you're opening yourself up to the Lord to speak to you, to show you what he's trying to tell you in his word. And you can go over it many times. You're not restricted. We restrict ourselves. But anyway, back to love. Seek the kingdom of God. God rules in the kingdom of men. And God sets up and he pulls down. He allows authority, people in authority, and then he removes. God gives us free will, but there's consequences. There's things that occur because of what we do or what we have done. But what we want to do is love one another. And how do we love one another? How do we love one another? And I just gave two examples of, like, the Good Samaritan, and not closing your you got the goods to help somebody, but you're just gonna look on them and say, oh well, that's them. They need to do what I do. Maybe they can't do what you did. Maybe they need a little push, a little help. Help someone. And all that you do, do it as unto God. Because that's what we should do. Not to be seen of other people. But God sees us, whether we like it or not. He sees us. He hears us. He knows the heart of man. The Bible says it's fully set in the heart of man to live, to do evil. We got to ask God to wash us and make us clean, purify our hearts. David said, Lord, give me a clean heart that I might serve you. Because I was born in sin, and I was shaped in iniquity. Jesus came to save us from that. But it's a choice that we need to choose to want him, because he already wants us. So to love one another, we have to show the love of God, show respect and kindness, show compassion. To win a soul, you have to love the soul, because you have to know what to say, how to say, when to say, and ask God what to say, because everybody's different. God knows what each one needs and how each one will react. And as I said, love sacrifices. How do we love Jesus? By keeping his commandments. Doing what he said do. Being obedient. Just remember, you are loved. For God so loved. He loves us with an everlasting love. Isn't that wonderful? You can just go throughout your day praising God because of his love, because of his compassion, because of the great sacrifice. We couldn't save ourselves, but he saved us. For God so loved. I want to read one more scripture, and it's Solomon chapter 8, verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Your every possession, if you were the richest on earth, you can't buy love. Love is priceless. It supersedes your riches and your wealth. Floods can't drown love. The going through, the things that Jesus suffered and endured, it did not drown his love for us. He stayed the course. The compassion of Christ. He did what he came to do. In spite of, despite what was going on. How they talked about him, lied on him. Betrayed him, whipped him, beat him, plotted against him, the many things that Christ endured. He hung, he bled, and he died. He sacrificed his life, his blood, for the redemption of mankind. And then guess what? He rose again so that we can rise in Christ. Greater love hath no man. So be encouraged today. Remember, you are loved. If you feel like the people around you don't love you, God loves you. The Lord is concerned about you. He's concerned about all of you, every part of you. Your needs, your wants, and desires. He's concerned. He cares. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Remember that God cares for you. You are loved. It's just it's a wonderful thing to know that in spite of whatever you go through, there is nothing like the love of God. Nothing can compare. We are only here on this earth but for a short time. God blesses us and takes us through. It's a beautiful thing. But hold on to him. Don't let him go. Keep that in your mind that you are loved. And remember, my friends, whatever you do, keep God first in everything you do and say. And don't forget, you are loved. God bless.